that doesn't surprise me. We've had the highest excise duty for a long time. We've the second highest VAT rate as well, and Ireland's becoming a very expensive place to eat out in, and also to get accommodation. And it doesn't surprise me. You can buy a litre bottle of Jameson in New York or America, wherever you want, and it's actually cheaper to buy it over there than it is to purchase a bottle that is actually made here. So again, it proves that the government just keep heaping on taxes, and unfortunately, it destroys the economy because it becomes too expensive.
While you say it's not a surprise, Anthony, it is disappointing given the struggles that the hospitality sector has faced with the VAT rate increases and the likes. This is now very damaging for consumers as well.
It is. It's across the board. But, people unfortunately now are choosing different destinations, and you can't blame them to holiday in because Ireland has become too expensive. But it's completely down to the taxation by the government. And you see that in your grocery bills when you go to buy anything. You see it, when you go out now and have a pint, the price of a pint has gone through the roof. So, it's constant hit after hit after hit, but the majority of the money is going to the government. So, of course, it's going to damage the hospitality trade. But it's not surprising. The excise duty has always been high. We've always had the highest excise duty, but to increase it now again, it's just another blow for the hospitality industry.
And I'd imagine this will result in people eventually just not going out and not maybe enjoying as much nights out as they usually did.
Well, look, at any taxation that you put on the people, it's going to hit them in the pocket. So obviously they have to choose whether they're going to have that night out or have that couple of drinks in the pub or have that meal out or go to the cinema and then go for a few pints. So, it's a snowball effect. It doesn't just affect the hospitality industry. It affects everyone across the board. Everyone gets hit with this. You have musicians trying to play in pubs. Obviously, if the people aren't going to the pubs, the musicians get cancelled. The taxi men get hit because the people aren't going out. So it's a snowball effect. But until the government realise this, there's nothing we can do. But unfortunately, you'll see mass job losses. And then the government might wake up then. Who knows?